Blog Talk Radio.
Shall continually be in my mouth. But this is the day that the Lord has made, and we will rejoice and be glad in it. You're tuned to Time to Talk About It with your host, Pastor G.W. Cheever Porter, coming to you from the beautiful city of Orlando, Florida, city of sunshine, palm trees blowing in the wind. Oh, yes, beautiful day today. Promised to be very hot today. And we trust that you're doing fine today. If you're not in the area where there's much turmoil, and we send you lots of love and hugs today, pardon me, that your day would be pleasant today in whatever way possible. We want you to have a beautiful day today. Do you have a beautiful day? All right. But we want to remember the people that are not having such a good day, the people in the airports, the people that are homeless, the people that are still through this muddy water, people that are into so much devastation in their area, their homeland. And listen, remember to pray for these people, okay? And try to do all you can to help, whatever way you can help. I know you don't have so much, you know, to help them, but you can. You do what you can, okay? All right. We thank God for it. And right now we are going to have our sister Diane to lead us in prayer. Pray for me.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. We bless your holy name. We magnify your name. Father God, we thank you today, right now. We're just thanking you right now, Lord, Father God, for just waking us up this morning, Lord, Father God. We thanking you right now, Lord, Father God, for showing mercy today, Lord, Father. We just thanking you today, Lord, Father God, for your goodness, Lord, Father. Father God, we thanking you right now, Lord, Father God, for never leaving us nor forsaking us, Lord, Father. We thanking you right now, Lord, Father God, for hearing our prayers, Lord, Father. And Father God, as I begin to pray, Lord, Father God, for these that ask for prayer, Lord, Father. Father God, just have your way right now, Lord, Father. Father God, today we thank you for that praise report from Norman Neverson right now, Lord, Father. We thanking you right now, Lord, Father God, for just touching her body right now in the name of Jesus, Lord, Father. Father God, we continue, Lord, Father God, to thank you, Lord, Father God, also of the recovery, Lord, Father God, for Elma Smith, Eldred Christian, oh, Father God, and Anita Gaines, Lord, Father, Vianne Divine right now, Lord, Father God, how you brought them out of the hospital, Lord, Father. We even thank you, Lord, Father God, for Zoe Rose, Lord, Father God, and what you're doing for her, Lord, Father. Continue, Lord, Father God, to touch her body right now in the name of Jesus, Lord, Father. Continue to give her strength right now in the name of Jesus. Father God, we pray today right now, Lord, Father, for those, Lord, Father God, in the Caribbean right now, Lord, Father, in Puerto Rico right now, Lord, Father. Father God, those that today, right now, in the name of Jesus, Lord, Father. We're thanking you right now, Lord, Father God, for mercy, Lord, Father God, upon them right now in the name of Jesus, Lord, Father. Father God, we even pray today, Lord, Father God, for Mexico, Lord, Father God. Father God, we pray, Lord, Father God, for those that lost their loved ones right now, Lord, Father. Father God, we pray, Lord, Father God, that they turn, Lord, Father God, to you, Lord, Father, knowing that you are the true and living God, Lord, Father. Father God, we ask you, Lord, Father God, to comfort them right now in the name of Jesus, Lord. Father God, we pray for those in California, Lord, Father God. Oh, Father God, touch all these states, Lord, Father God, that was devastated, Lord, Father God, by fire, Lord, Father God, earthquakes right now, Lord, Father. Oh, Father God, we know, Lord, Father God, in this time, Lord, Father God, you're trying to reach your people, Lord, Father. Father God, we thanking you right now, Lord, Father God, for covering them right now, Lord, Father. Father God, we pray, Lord, Father God, continually, Lord, Father God, for Stephanie Jennings right now, Lord, Father. Father God, touch her mind right now, Lord, Father. We plead the blood of Jesus over her mind right now in the name of Jesus. We ask you, Lord, Father God, to give her strength, Lord, Father God. Touch her kids right now in the name of Jesus, Lord, Father God. Keep them covered, Lord, Father God, under the blood right now in the name of Jesus, Lord, Father. Father God, we pray for those, Lord, Father God, that have to go through dialysis, Lord, Father God, those cancer patients right now, Lord, Father, we praying for them today right now, Lord, Father. Father God, we hold to you, Lord, Father God, Prophet Roger Hunt right now, Lord, Father. Father God, we thanking you right now, Lord, Father God, for even touching his body right now. In the name of Jesus, Lord, Father, we thanking you also, Lord, Father God, how you continue, Lord, Father God, to touch Candy body right now, Lord, Father. Oh, Father God, touch her family, Lord, Father. We release peace, Lord, Father God, being in the midst right now. In the name of Jesus, Lord, Father. Father God, I even hold to you, Lord, Father God, my apostle right now, Lord, Father. Father God, as she's about to bring forth the word, Lord, Father, I ask you, Lord, Father God, to decrease her, Lord, Father God, as you increase in her, Lord, Father. Father God, keep her covered, Lord, Father God, under the blood, Lord, Father God. Father God, as she, Lord, Father God, put out, Lord, Father God, your word over the airways right now, we cancel any assignment of the enemy that would try to even hinder this word right now. In the name of Jesus, the blood of Jesus is over this broadcast. The blood of Jesus is over each and every person that is listening on this broadcast now and in later broadcasts right now. In the name of Jesus, Father God, we ask you to touch, Lord, Father God, heal and deliver and set free right now in the name of Jesus, Lord, Father. And Father God, we ask all this in Jesus' name. Amen.
Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. And if you didn't get your prayer, you didn't hear your name mentioned with prayer, we thank God for you anyway. And also that just call us at 347-857-3925. 347-857-3925. We will be praying for you at this time when on the broadcast, and we will also pray for you on Friday nights, 11 to 12, on the Wailing Wall also, too. And in our daily prayers, Monday, Wednesday, and Fridays, we venture to the church house to pray 12 to 1. We are still add you to the prayer. So we are covering you with prayer. So you can call us at 347-857-3925. Yes. All right. Let me give you a little word here. Today, the gates of opportunity and advancement swing on these four hinges: initiative, industry, insight, and integrity. The gates of opportunity and advancement swing on these four hinges: initiative, industry, insight, and integrity. Oh, govern yourselves accordingly. We thank God for that word today. thank God for Deacon Mike being with us today. Sister Diane here with us today. We thank God for all things, the good, the bad, and the indifferent today. And we thank God for more than anything. We thank God for you. Oh, yes. Those that listen on a continual basis, that whether they're listening by whatever means, you know, they have at hand. Everyone is not listening on the same medium. And we thank God for you. Some people, on time spans are different. We thank God for you listening too. We just want you to know we appreciate you. And if we was close to you, we'd give you a great big hug. Yes, we would. Oh, yes, because we're still praising God. Oh, yes, yes, yes. Things may look bleak, people, but let me tell you one thing. You can still praise him because he's the one unbleak it, ain't he? Mm-hmm. Praise God. Hallelujah. I just believe God can do anything. And he won't fail. Amen. We fail, but God won't. Isn't that right? Hallelujah. Well, today, yes, we go just talk to you a little bit, and then we're going to give over to Deacon Mike and let him go on. I'm just going to start off with a little something. Okay, if you can hear me, let me know. If you can't hear me, let me know. Bless God. Hallelujah. Amen. All right, I'm starting off with the Philippians, the 3rd chapter, and the 8th verse. Now let's go to the 7th verse. But what things were gained to me, those I counted loss for Christ. Okay, let's say that again, because you didn't hear that one. But what things were gained to me, those I counted loss for Christ. Yea, doubtless, and I counted all things but loss for the excellency of the knowledge of Christ Jesus, my Lord, for whom I have suffered the loss of all things, and do count them but dung, that I may win Christ. Oh, that's a real hitter right there today. Yea, doubtless, and I count all things but loss for the excellency of the knowledge of Christ Jesus, my Lord, for whom I have suffered the loss of all things, and do count them but dung, that I may win Christ. That I may win Christ. Now, what would you trade for Jesus Christ? What would you really trade? We're gonna talk about that today, because we feel like we don't want to give up anything, but we want Christ to do it all, huh? Now, let me tell you, it's not going to happen that way. See, because as the writer said here in Philippians, he said, and be found in him, not having my own righteousness, which is of the law, but that which is through the faith of Christ, the righteousness which is of God by faith. You want to have something in you, don't you? He's saying, be found in him, not having mine own righteousness. See, I want the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus to be found in me. How about you? Huh? And I'm willing to, whatever it takes for me to do that, I'm willing to do that. How about you today? Now, let me tell you, no matter how hard you try, you just can't have it all. You know, I know you want it all, don't you? Life's just too short, let me tell you. Now, there's a lot of trade-offs you got to be willing to make. Listen what he said here. I counted all things but loss for the excellency excellency of the knowledge of Jesus Christ Jesus, my Lord. See, now, this man suffered loss, all things. Now, what would you say about that? When you suffer all things, you want to curse God. You're mad with him. And then he ain't real. He ain't this. He ain't that. This is the first thing we say, isn't it? Hmm? Because we don't want to suffer any. We don't want to go through anything. We don't think we got to give up anything. And the point to tell you, no, you ain't got to give up nothing. Oh, yes, you do. This is a trade-off. You hear what I'm saying? This is a trade-off. Now, if we'll come back to that scripture there, but let us not. Let's just venture over to Matthew right quickly. We'll venture over here to Matthew and see this here. Now, here's a person that wasn't willing. In Matthew, the 19th chapter, a story about this man want to follow Christ. He want to follow Christ, okay? And it reads thus the 22nd verse. But when, no, let's go to 21. Jesus said unto him, he wanted to know, the young man said unto him also, 20th, all these things have I kept from my youth up. What like I yet? Jesus said unto him, if thou wilt be perfect, go and sell that thou hast and give to the poor, and thou shalt have treasure in heaven, and come and follow me. Now, this is what he asked the question, and Jesus is answering it. And then on the 22nd, he said, but when the young man heard that saying, he went away sorrowful, for he had great possessions. Do you see? He was not willing to trade off what he had for what he saw in Jesus. He saw something happening there. He saw these other men of God. He saw what they had and what Jesus had done for them, and he wanted that. Yeah, he wanted that. All right? Now, what you want? Are you willing to trade off what you have to get what you want? Are you willing to trade off your boyfriend and lover for the love of God, the love of Christ? Are you ready to do that? Tell me about that. Now, he didn't want to give up his lifestyle. And let me tell you, there's a lot of rich people ain't going to give up their lifestyle for Jesus. They say, y'all too poor. You know, this is what they want to say. And so then you see why a lot of them reaching up and reaching out to be wealthy like they are so that they can hobnob with them, you see. Now, this God told you what it takes. He's telling you what it takes, Now, let me say this. Now, he could tell you to do that, and you do that, but do you know what happens when you do that? Have anybody ever told you what really happens? He doubled everything that you had. But see, obedience was it. You say you want to go, but he knew that young man's heart. His heart was with his possession, with the stuff. You know, are you about your stuff? You see what I'm saying? We are more interested in that than we are in Christ Jesus. All right, the catastrophes that are going all over the world here, it ain't just one place, America, and then nobody else. It's all over. Just about every country has been hit with some type of disaster. Are you going to fuss with God, or you going to thank God for your life because you can get some more stuff? You see what I'm saying? Now, you'll say, well, that's a cold-hearted. No, it's not. It's just being real. The fact of the matter is when you reach out to God, God going to give you some more stuff. There is more stuff to be had. And then, two, people with kind heart, loving heart, that follow the scriptures, give to the poor. Hear what he said. Sell everything you got and give to the poor. Hmm? That's what he said. And you say, now I'm going to be poor. You know how you're going to say it. Mm-hmm. You know, truth is all is the light. And when you do that, but God is going to increase you. He's good at multiplication, you know. He will give you a multiplied increase when you step out on his word and do what he said. Do you get the picture? You got it, didn't you? Yes, you did. You got it. You got it. You got it. You got it. So you see, when you think you lose something, you don't. Hmm? Think about it. Hmm? Now compare it. Everything that you lost, compare it to the greatness of knowing Christ, Jesus. Huh? Can you compare that? What you lost wasn't nothing compared to the knowledge that has increased in Christ Jesus to you. Can you compare it? No, you can't. So it was a fair, good trade-off, wasn't it? Hmm? Now, excuse me. We're going to go through a few things, trading off a few things. We're going to think about it. It's worth making. These are trade-offs that's worth making. Did you hear what I'm saying? All right, you can write them down and number them if you want. Approval for accomplishment. Hmm? You know, for people pleasers. You know, you want to be a people pleaser, right? And approval junkies. This is what you want to be, right? This means realizing that accolades are like smoke. They evaporate quickly. Awards turn to what? Rust, don't they? Financial gain is quickly spent or lost. You know they say that easy money come and easy it go. You ever heard the people say that when you get the lotto, it goes just as fast as you get it? Now, isn't that strange? Most of the people that have gotten these big bundles of money from the lotto, they broke today in bankruptcy. Why are they in bankruptcy? Hmm? They ain't do a good trade-off, did they? Mm-hmm. Praise the Lord, anyhow. And all the money evaporates, too. Don't it? Right long like smoke. That's what it does. Go. And your friends, family, all them ones say, oh, I'm your long-lost cousin. I'm your long-lost this and that. And now, as soon as the money gone, they lost again. You see what I'm talking about? So you didn't make a good trade-off, did you? Hmm? You wanted to have all the accolades. You wanted the people to speak well of you and all of this, and you still forgot Christ. Do you see? So you didn't have a good trade-off, did you? Come on, talk to me now. Talk to me. Hmm? And you were doing so good. Hmm? Real good. At the time, you was buying everything you thought you could buy. And all of that meant more to you than God. Now, you wanted everything to do what? You were doing good, so you wanted everything to look good too, didn't you? Did you not? Think about yourself. See, we need to be honest with ourselves. We do these things, and then we don't want to admit it, you know. Not me. Not yes, you. Yes, you. Yes, you. Mm-hmm. Now, security and for significance. Hmm? Now, let me tell you, greatness doesn't lie in what you earn. Do you hear what I'm saying? Or own. You ain't great because you own a big house. You probably can't even pay the mortgage. You probably live there ain't no lights. You see? So how you going to say you so great? Hmm? Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah. And you be crying every night, how am I going to do it, Lord? All right, because you what? Now, where's your security here? Hmm? It lies in what you give your life to accomplish. What are you accomplishing out of that? Nothing, just a big house, right? what you going to call for? What have you done lately for anybody? Instead of focusing on making a living, ask God to help you make a difference. I like that. Don't you like that? Huh? Your life should mean something to somebody. If you leave here today or tomorrow, someone will miss you and talk all the good stuff that you've done in their life for them and how you helped the poor, gave to the poor, and, you know, prayed for them. Whatever you did, you had a good trade-off here. Do you understand? You weren't about the stuff and the things and how much money you got and how much land you own. You know, people are always bragging about how much land they got, how much money they got in the bank. Well, let me tell you one thing. Them banks were closed down with your money in it, and you ain't going to get none. See? They are treacherous. Okay, they use your money now to lend to other people. And you thought you were safe and secure, didn't you? I know you did. But see, what is your trade-off here? You're not thinking about the Lord. You're not thinking about him. See, he wants you to make a difference. If he bless you with this finance, all this finance that you always praying to be rich and the wealthy and all of this, and you going to all these conferences and seminars learning how to get more money, you know you ain't never enough. You can get $100 million in the bank and you still ain't got enough. You still talk about more money. But you have not made a fair trade-off. Paul had to lose everything for Christ's sake. See, he lost everything, family, friends, folds and job and everything. He lost everything. Are you willing to step into that chamber of loss? Are you willing to do that today? Now, you may lose stuff through these storms and stuff like that, but don't get so crazy that you forget that God is behind this. He knows who to leave here. He knows who to take out. He knows what you need, and he will supply that need if you look up and live. I know you say, well, I ain't got nothing to look up to. Yes, you do. God is still up. Look up and live. Look up and declare and decree that I shall build again. Oh, yeah, with the help of God. See what I'm saying? Now you're getting into the trading business. You're getting the sacrificial trading. You know, you're not going to let that bother you, but you're going to keep on living and praising God because God got you regardless of what it looks like. The cloud may be a little dark right about now, but let me tell you, they say behind every dark cloud is a silver lining. There is light at the end of that dark cloud or that whatever is going on in your life. It's a light there. The tunnel, that's the one I was thinking about. The tunnel, there's a light. Do you see? It don't look like it now, and I know you don't want to hear that. Praise God, those that can hear. You don't want to hear that, but listen, to encourage you, to let you know that, you know, whatever happens, God have always brought something brand new. Remember when the flood came, what happened? It didn't look good. It didn't look good at all when everybody's dying all around that ship, that ark, and ain't nothing none of them can do. Ain't nothing they can do. They can't help them because they had a chance. Do you get the picture? But what happens is, at the end, they sitting on the ark, probably feeling sorry for all the people that they had seen, their neighbors and everything, and see them drown, the water coming way up over them. Now, that's a heartbreaking thing. It's a heartbreaking thing for us to see what's going on in the world today, in the land, in these countries, cities, states, all of these things, some of it so close to us. I mean, that thing was bad. It came through here, and it was bad. But let me tell you, we had safety in the arms of the Lord because we had already made our trade-off. You see, we weren't about if the house go down the road or across town. God would give us a better one. Do you see? That's where our security was. That's what we always depend upon. And soon as it's over, people need help, you jump in and start helping those less fortunate than you. This is what you do. See? Then you can say, Lord, I've made a difference. It might not have been much, Father, but I made a difference. Even though I'm in the same boat as the rest of them is, I made a difference. Do you feel good about yourself too, don't you? You know you do. And think about this. Another thing. Expiration for expertise. You want to be an expert, huh? We like to dibble in this and dabble in that, don't we? But let me tell you the problem with dabbling. You never really become great at anything. Did you hear? Because you're dibbling, dabbling this a little bit. Well, I'm in the same boat them. I can't help them. Yes, you can. You can rescue somebody, pull them to safety wherever you are. You can do that. Yes, you can. Can't you? I know you can. You don't have to have nothing but a mind to help somebody. And God will place that person in your path so that you can help them. Because you may have a little more strength than they do. So you can pull them up out of that fire. Do you get the picture here today? There's always room to help somebody. Now, people say all kind of ugly, mean things to people all over the place. I mean, man, yeah, I'm going to write a book one day of the mean things people have said to me and about me. And half of them ain't been true. Now, when they the truth, I say, amen, that's the truth. That's me. I did this or I do this. You don't like it. But that doesn't mean, that's just another hump in the road. You hear what I'm saying? That you got to cross over. That's all it is. And get to what God wants you to be. The purpose of God being in your life to use you for that purpose. See? And it doesn't matter what come, who come against you, who say what. It don't matter. They have problems. The people that are saying these things and... and there's no truth to it, and there's no truth to it, then they the one have a problem. They got a lying tongue. That's all. See, they just fantasize lies, bring them up, and want to cause trouble with people, you see. But you know what? Trouble just be in my way, and I just step over and keep going. Because I have favor with God. See, tell yourself right now, you have favor with God. See, so what you say don't count. Do you get the picture? Because God specializes. He specializes in things that are impossible, things that are not right. He specializes in the prophetic. See, he specializes in all that. Praise God. Now, if you, the older you get, the less you worry about these things. You should, if you've lived long enough to get older, you should know, have some sense now that you don't let everything people say bother you, huh? You don't let them push you into a panic mode. You don't let them make you angry. See, when they call you all kind of names and everything, you don't have to worry about them, long as it ain't true. Hear what I say? If you get mad, that means it's true. Hello? Because you ain't going to get mad if when people speak the truth. You get mad when they speak a lie. That's what you're supposed to get mad about. See? So when I know it ain't the truth, I ain't got nothing to say. Well, that's your opinion. Let's moving right along. Now, when you get older, you get focused on Christ Jesus. You should. Now, if you done got old and you still out there trying to do all the things that you did when you was young, you's a foolish person. You get the picture? You're a foolish person. You got to learn how to turn it off. Say, listen, I'm older now and wiser. See? And I know that if I don't focus on something, I will never be great at anything. Because I'm going to always be a dibbler and a dabbler. See? Never coming to the full knowledge of the truth of Jesus Christ, because greater is he that is within me than he that's in the world. So now the one that's talking, running their mouth, let me tell you, they ain't got no greatness to help you with. They can't help you. See? They can't improve your life. Huh? Come on now, they can't improve. What they gonna do? Nothing but try to bring you down. See? But you've got to continue to be strong-minded for Christ. Put on the whole armor. See, don't put on half of it. Put the whole armor on that you can stand through anything. When men turn their back on you, when they talk about you, let me tell you, if God don't do what you expect him to do right now, it may not just be time. Or you may not could hear what he was saying to you. Do you get the picture? Sometimes God be speaking and we don't understand what he's saying. So therefore, a message misunderstood is like a tornado coming right through you. See? Tear you all up because you misunderstood it. See? And then you didn't ask anybody. Say, well, I don't get this. Do this make sense to you? Find a reputable person that you can talk to. Do you get the picture? Don't just get anybody, because they'll take you through the tornado valley too. See, by that way. But you got to trade off something here. It may be your riches. You may be all tied up with people, with certain friends. I ain't let my friends go. I ain't going to church because I ain't let my friends go. You need to let go of them friends, because they probably want taking you down. And God trying to separate you from them. You could have some bad apples in your family. But, oh, my family, my family, my family. And then what happens? The family, they take you down with them. They don't want to see you come up. They don't want to see you achieve any greatness. You didn't trade off. Because he asks this question. He tells you many times. And his disciples came to that conclusion, say, well, we done left everything to follow you. And he told them what they was going to receive if you left houses, land, mother, father, sister, brother, whoever, for his name's sake. Now, not just to be out there doing nothing, but for his name's sake. You're going to get 100-fold in this life. See, did that sound like you're going to be poor? If you took care of the poor and took care of these people that was in bad condition, he said you're going to receive 100-fold. You didn't think about yourself. You only thought about the other person. Isn't that strange today? If you think about the other person, God will bless you even more. Have you ever thought about that? You give to the other person. People know you, and some people can know you and want, and they ain't going to give you nothing. I've had so many people tell me when I was in dire need, homeless and everything, the Lord told me to give you this, and the Lord told me to give you that. And he never released it from their hand. I ain't got it till the day. You see, but they said the Lord told them. Huh? They weren't ready to trade off. Do you get the picture? Trade off what they had to give to someone else. They didn't see that. All right? So I don't know what happened to them, because I just went on about my business, saying, Lord, thank you, Jesus, for what I do have. That's the way I do it. I don't know how you do it, but you can do it that way if you desire to. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. All right, now we're going to bring up and let you hear from Deacon Mike.
Dear Lord, we thank the Lord for that word from Apostle Porter. But you know, we have a lot to learn on things of getting together and learning what God has us to do and what we need to do for God. Because I was going over Philippians 3 when she was reading, and I was going over again, but what things were gained, to me, those I counted loss for Christ. Yea, doubtless, and I count all things but loss for the excellency of the knowledge of Christ Jesus my Lord, for whom I have suffered the loss of all things and do count them but dung, that I may win Christ. Now, to me, it sounded like he's throwing everything in the garbage and you're going about your business with Christ. And, you know, for those of us or people who have lost everything in their lives before, that's clothes, furniture, wives, children, everything, that has lost everything in their lives, you have nothing left but to come to Christ. You should come to Christ. Now, if you came to Christ earlier, you might have not had that problem to go through. Because Christ might have been talking to you the whole time, as he did me. But you know, it's okay, because as long as you're with Christ, you see a brighter future. You see light at the end of the tunnel, as Apostle was saying. So therefore, we got to look at and count on God. You know, count on Jesus to lift us up. Count on Jesus to do the things that he does, not what we do. See, because man try to give Jesus a hand. You can't give God a hand. Let me just put it to you that way. Let God do his thing. And God going to do it in due time. It may seem late, but it's always on time. Whether you know it or not, there's a lot of people don't know it, but it's always on time. You know, it looks dim, but then it gets bright again. It looks dim, then it gets bright again. But you know, these are the things we go through. These are the ebb and flows, the ups and downs that you go through. Even in life, period, nobody has smooth sailing. So let's face that. Now, with the people that's going through all these natural disasters, all of these catastrophes that is going on today, you know, we can pray, and we'll pray for them, and we'll continue to pray for them, and we'll continue to see what we can do to help. And that's what it's all about in the world. That's what we should think about. How can we help our brothers and sisters in need, even those that has money? Can we send them some? Can we do something? And, you know, we seen something this morning on the TV that was a good story about a man that was in prison for a long time, and he was a neo-Nazi. He got out of prison, was home, and the first thing came to him, knocked on the door, was his probation officer, and she was black. Now, you know what went through that neo-Nazi's mind at first. But over time, the next couple of years, they became friends. And he got his tattoos removed with all the racial slurs that was on them. And then the job he got, he wound up being the only white man on the job. So we were talking, you know, God got a sense of humor. God will put us in positions and things and ways that we would never dream would happen. So we got to look at these things that happen and these things that go around on us, because God is the only one that orchestrates everything that goes down. Now, we're the ones that make these bad choices. God ain't got nothing to do with the bad choices we make, because we got free will and our minds and our flesh have us doing all kind of crazy things all willy-nilly. See, that's all on us. That ain't on God. That's on us. But people like to blame God for the bad things that happen in their life. You know, and a lot of times we put our own foot in our mouth. We put our own foot in our own butts, because we the one do these dumb things. So we got to look at the consequences, because there's a consequence for everything you do, good or bad. It's going to be a consequence. So we got to look at it that way. See, people don't look at things that way, that is a consequence, that what you do. There's always a consequence. There's always something. See, the old saying is what goes around comes around. And it's a lot of things that come around that you don't think that comes around, that come around and bite you back. What you did and what you said.
Oh, yeah.
See, you might have acted crazy and bad to somebody in the past.
All right.
But then somebody going to act bad and crazy to you. And then you're going to be mad and want to fight that person. Now, what you think you did to that other person.
Mm-hmm.
See, these are the things that go on. These are things that go on. And see, and the thing about it is, we got to come to the knowledge of Christ, and we got to learn the excellency of his knowledge, the excellence of his knowledge.
Mm-hmm.
See, we ain't got no knowledge. Man think they got knowledge, but we ain't got no knowledge, really. You know, because the scientists and all these professors still trying to decipher God's word. They're still trying. They've been trying for thousands of years. They ain't got there yet. Okay? Now, when you come under the conclusion under Christ and Christ saves you, things will become clearer to you. But if you're looking at it through a carnal mind, you'll never see what God is saying. Because you're looking at it through the natural. You're not looking through it through the spiritual that God has instilled in you. So we need to learn to wind up with all these things that God has instilled in us. Then we can bring it to the forefront. But see, a lot of people say, I got mine, so why don't you get yours? See, that's the wrong way to think. Because when you get it, it's always wise to pass it on. It's always wise to lead somebody else to Christ. It's always wise to tell somebody about Christ, because that's what it's all about. Now, we think everybody should have been heard about Christ by now, but you'd be surprised how many people don't know Christ. Yeah, right here in America, that's true. You'd be surprised how many people don't know about Christ because they were never taught Christ. They were never even taught the rules and regulations of right from wrong because they were never told that they were doing wrong. They were never chastised when they spoke wrong. They were never into anything, and therefore consequences were never shown to them for the wrong that they do. See, we need to understand that. See, today, these generations today, they don't believe in chastising the children. They don't believe in spanking the children. They don't believe in this, and they don't believe in that, and they don't believe in this. And then the child go haywire and crazy, and they think that it's somebody else's fault. No, it start with you first. You let that go on. You covered for him all these years, to him or her. You let that go on. So therefore, you're responsible for that bad child, that bad person that grew up and became a bad person. Now, you're responsible. Just like us Christians and just like when our leaders are presenting the word to us, they give us the word and they're responsible for our souls. So you're responsible for that bad soul you raised. Because you didn't want to talk about God, because you felt like your parents forced you to go to church when you were small, and all of a sudden you're going to raise yours to tell them that they ain't got to go to church because you were made to go to church.
All right.
But yet still, you don't want them to understand right from wrong when your parents taught you right from wrong, so you're going to let yours go out there all willy-nilly. See, this is where we run into problems, where these bad people are running around, because you done raised them up bad.
All right, now, okay.
See, we need to understand what's going on today. Now, things are being passed down from generation to generation of bad thoughts, bad deeds. Somebody got to break this chain.
Somebody
need to understand that we have generations of crazy things going on in our families and so forth that we pass along.
That's right.
See, this is where problems arise and all things come, because we don't think about it. We pass all this bad stuff along.
Yeah.
Why not pass some good stuff along? Why not pass some God and some Jesus along? But you know the best thing for kids is Sunday school?
Yes, it is.
Because Sunday school teaches a lot. Sunday school teaches right from wrong. Sunday school teaches the stories in the Bible, and it breaks it down simply for the young folks to understand. Now, I used to love Sunday school. I raised my hand, and I talk, and all of this here, and I love my snacks after Sunday school. But they got me in Sunday school, and I had to pay attention. I pay attention, and I listen to what they're telling me about good from wrong. Now, once upon a time, I got it all mixed up when they said turn the other cheek, and I got punched. Then I turned the other cheek and got punched in that cheek. So I went back to church and I asked, what you do when you get hit? I said, what you do when you get hit? And they told me what to do. But, you know, God is so good and God and Jesus is so merciful that we need to understand when we get them second and third chances to get in. So we need to learn to get in. We need to learn to come together in absolute knowledge of God. See, all of us have a way to come into God. All of us have a way to get the knowledge of God to proceed in life. Do we want life to proceed? Do we want to proceed in life in a good place? See, that's what I'm talking about. Be in a good place with God. Be in a good place when you're dealing with God. Be in a good place when you're dealing with others. Don't be all mean, frown, crazy, and all of that. Be in a good place. Now, we heard something this morning where the man say he wake up when he sees a smiley face, so therefore when he leave out his door, he going to have a smiley face on him through the day. And you know, that it may sound corny, but that's something that we need to think about.
Yeah, yeah.
That's something that's so simple that it works. So we need to understand these things. What works? What we need to do? We know the Bible works because the Bible is instructions for us to live. We know that it's the true living word. So why do you want to get something else? Why do people want to go out there and be everything else than what they're supposed to be? Why do church people want to be what somebody else is than what they should be? So we need to understand that. Be in your place. Get in order. See, a lot of people out of order with a lot of things. In life, in spiritual life, in natural life, they're just plain out of order. But they think they are, you know. So we need to learn to come together with the knowledge of Christ. We need to get this. Get it good. Get it to be there. And I like when Apostle was reading verse 9, and be found in him, not having mine own righteousness, which is of the law, but that which is through the faith of Christ, the righteousness which is in of God by faith. Now, by faith. But just think about that, God by faith. That's enough to shake you up right there. But people don't fear God no more than they used to. Because back in the day, you talk bad about God, something bad gonna happen to you. It happens now, but people don't think it's happening, but it does. You know. So let's come together and be of good cheer and have the righteousness of God that's in each and every one of us. Let's stay patient and be equipped with the word. That's the key word. Stay equipped. And here's Sister Diane.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. I tell you, that is an awesome word from Apostle Porter and Deacon Michael. And I like what she was talking about. The topic is, what would you trade for Jesus? You know, what is your trade-off, you know, today for Jesus? And when I looked up that word trade-off, it said a balancing of factors, all of which are not attainable at the same time. So you know what? What are you trading today? You know, Abraham, he had a trade-off, and I heard Apostle Porter talk about Noah, he having that he had a trade off. So today, just look at yourself and just say, what did I trade for Jesus? Guess what? You traded the word for Jesus because you got covered under the blood. That was your gain when you came out of the world, the blood, being covered under the blood. You didn't lose nothing, you gained. And when with your family members, when you decide to say, you know, I'm going into full force, into the kingdom of God. I'm going, my trade now is not in the word. It's now in Jesus. And in Psalms 27, it says, when your mother and your father forsake you, he will take you up. So those that have family members, he will take you up. He will not leave you. He will take you up. And guess what? When you think you lose your house and you lose, you know, whatever, Psalms 23 said, the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. So you know what? Think about it not as loss, but think about it all in gain when you decide to come out of the world and into the knowledge of God. Decide, I'm no longer in the world, as he said. So today, take that trade off. Know that when you come into the kingdom, you are covered under the blood. He said, when the enemy comes in like a flood, he will lift up a standard against them. Now, come on now. You know you can't get all that benefits out there in the world. You know you can't get all that benefits in the world. So today, I pray today that you just stop just for a minute. Stop what you're doing. And ask God to come into your life today. Repent and ask him to come into your life today. Take that trade off. Take the trade off today. Come out of the world. Come out of the world today. So you tune in every Wednesday and Thursday to Blog Talk Radio. That call-in number is 347-857-3925. That's 347-857-3925. That's every Wednesday and Thursday at 9 a.m. You can also tune into blogtalkradio.com/timetotalkaboutit and listen to each and every segment that Apostle Porter has put out there. I tell you, it's definitely some awesome listening. Every Friday night, we have the Wailing Walls Prayer Line hosted by our very own Elder Whitted. So come on, let's tear the devil kingdom down and take back everything that we have allowed the enemy to steal from us. And that calling number is 218-548-6746, code 3333-pound. That's 218-548-6746, code 3333-pound. That's every Friday night at 11 p.m. Also, I want you all to save this date, October 13th and 14th at 7 p.m. Come on and let's be encountered by the word of God coming from Apostle Deshaun Wheeler, and is hosted none other than the City of Victory. The host where is Bishop and Apostle Porter. Come on out. Get that encounter. And our address is 31325 CR 437, also known as Plymouth Sorrento Road, Sorrento, Florida 32776. That's 31325 CR 437, also known as Plymouth Sorrento Road, Sorrento, Florida 32776. That's October 13th and 14th at 7 p.m. So come on and let's hear awesome word from God. Be blessed.
On my mind, searching for that peace, the peace I could not find. Then I kneel down to pray, pray, help me please. Then he said, you don't have to cry, 'cause I'll supply all your needs.
As soon as I stop worrying,
worrying
how the story ends,
when I let go,
I let go,
and
I let God,
let him have,
let God have his way.
That's when things start happening.
I stop looking at that thing.
When I let go,
I let go,
and
I let God,
let him have. So much going on, sometimes I can't find my way, and oftentimes I struggle from day to day. I have to realize that it's not my battle, it's not my battle to fight. I have to know if I put it in his hands, everything would be alright, yeah.
As soon as I stop worrying how the story ends,
I can let go
and let God
let him have,
let God have his way.
That's when things start happening.
I stop looking at that.
Oh, when I let go, let go and let God. My brother, let go and let God. My sister, you can't handle it. Let God.